This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The state's Democratic U.S. senators are celebrating the infrastructure bill passed by the Senate today. John Hickenlooper says Coloradans will see better roads, faster internet, and cleaner energy thanks to the bipartisan bill. Michael Bennett described it as an historic investment in infrastructure and good-paying jobs, but he added that more needs to be done. And Democrats hope to do that soon with a $3.5 trillion budget resolution. Both senators also voted to start debate on that measure. Unlike the infrastructure deal, no Republicans plan to support it. CDOT crews continue to make progress clearing debris that's kept Interstate 70 closed through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has this update.
Nearly 200 loads of mud, rock, trees, and other debris were hauled out of Glenwood Canyon yesterday. And CDOT engineers say the road underneath is in relatively good condition. Good enough that the westbound road deck can carry one lane of traffic while repairs happen. The eastbound deck needs some temporary repairs, but then that too can carry a lane of traffic. There's still no set date for a limited reopening, but CDOT says it'll be days, not weeks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And new this hour, the federal government has granted Colorado $11 million for emergency repairs to I-70. That's 10% of the state's full request. In Boulder County, anyone indoors at a school building is now required to wear a mask. The county health department cited the Delta variant of COVID-19 as the reason behind the mask order. It extends to childcare centers and indoor recreational sites like summer camps. This is CPR News.